This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Displaced Palestinians are fleeing Rafah, fearing an Israeli ground offensive is imminent, and Deir al-Balah in the central Gaza Strip is now heaving with people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Amani al-Fayoumi is among those who can't find anywhere to set up camp.
We have been sleeping in the cold for 4 days, and there is no place to set up our tent. Where will all the displaced people go?
Israeli tanks seized the Gaza side of the Rafah border crossing with Egypt on Tuesday, and forcing at least 80,000 people to flee the southern city this week, according to the United Nations. Residents fear Israeli strikes on Rafah are a sign an invasion is imminent. The city is a refuge for hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who fled combat further north. Israel says it must hit Rafah to defeat thousands of Hamas fighters it says are holed up there. The United Nations, Gaza residents and aid groups say an Israeli invasion of the city will result in a humanitarian catastrophe.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. The White House is facing criticism after President Biden said he will not give Israel offensive weapons to use in Rafah out of concern for civilians sheltering there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president told CNN the kinds of bombs the U.S. has given Israel have already killed civilians in Gaza. And while he is committed to helping Israel defend itself against Hamas,
he does not want certain categories of American weapons used in a particular type of operation in a particular place.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says the president is not walking away from Israel, but Bradley Bowman at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy says he essentially is.
He's walking away from Israel's ability to go and get the people that did October 7th. Are you kidding me?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the West on Thursday of risking a global conflict and said no one would be allowed to threaten the world's biggest nuclear power as Russia marked the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Despite unseasonably cold weather and snow, crowds of Russians gathered in the center of Moscow to watch the Victory Day parade. The Soviet Union lost 27 million people in World War II, including many millions in Ukraine. But this year, the parade was pared down, indicating strains born from more than 2 years of war in Ukraine. Ukraine and the West say Putin is engaged in an imperial-style land grab. Russian officials warn that the Ukraine war is entering the most dangerous phase to date, and Putin has repeatedly warned of the risk of the war broadening out to involve the world's biggest nuclear powers.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Police say suspected militants bombed a girls' school in a former stronghold of the Pakistani Taliban in the country's volatile northwest, badly damaging the structure. No one was harmed in the overnight attack. The local police chief said the attack happened late on Wednesday night and that it targeted the only school for girls in Shawa, a town in the province bordering Afghanistan. He says the attackers used an explosive device to attack the school, which has about 150 students. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. UNICEF condemned the bombing as a, quote, heinous crime detrimental to national progress. Greek Prime Minister Georgios Mitsotakis visits Turkey on Monday for talks with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. VOA's Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Mitsotakis' visit to Turkey follows Erdogan's December visit to Athens. Both leaders want to build on that positive momentum on several fronts. But unless the two nations address their territorial disputes in the Aegean, their reconciliation efforts will be fragile. Both Erdogan and Mitsotakis renewed their mandates with electoral victories last year, and observers say both are in good positions to pursue rapprochement.
Both leaders are very strong domestically, and this makes them less eager to listen to the sort of nationalist voices that exist in both countries.
Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A new Biden administration rule aims to speed up asylum processing at the border. Under current law, certain mandatory bars make people ineligible for asylum, for example, if they've been convicted of a serious crime. But a judge makes the final determination on whether the person qualifies for asylum, and that process can take years. The new rule gives asylum officers interviewing migrants days after they've arrived in the country power to consider that criminal history in deciding whether to remove someone. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.